Just the first part of verse 25. Just the first sentence in verse 25.
It is sufficient for the disciple that he should become as his teacher and the bondman as his Lord.
Yeah, could you read that again? Because I don't think that got recorded.
It is sufficient for the disciple that he should become as his teacher and the bondman as his Lord.
This is the reason. This is the reason. The reason we want to be disciplined in our following Christ is because the intent is that we produce and we become more conformed to him. That's the reality. Why do we want to be disciplined? Why do we want to follow Christ? Because it's sufficient. It's necessary. It's what is expected is that the disciple will become like the master. Just a little anecdote story that I like to tell this story because it paints the picture for me. In the world of martial arts, there are schools. There are schools of martial arts. There are, you know, different styles and different forms and different methods by which the martial arts are practiced. And someone who is very disciplined and one who is very advanced in the martial arts, what becomes evident when they practice and when they perform their martial arts, it becomes apparent what school, what lesson, what teacher they've been under. Because they will take on the characteristic of the teacher and of the school. Why do we want to be disciplined in our discipleship and following Christ? Because it's the purpose is that we might become more like him. Okay, so you're all waiting breathlessly. What are these five things, right? Okay, here we go. Pens ready? First one. The scriptures. I'm just going to hit you up with all five, and then we're going to go back over them, and then we're going to spend the rest of the week delving deeply into these five things. The scriptures. What is your relationship to the scriptures? One of the disciplines of the disciple is that we have a great appreciation for the Word of God. Two. These are not new things. You know, you probably can even tell me what the second one is. But the second one is prayer. And we want to look at that this week. Third gets a little more obscure because we don't hardly hear about these. And we're going to handle the third one and the fourth one in one day because we only have 5 days. And we're using today to do the introduction. Third one is the third discipline is stewardship. So if you don't know what stewardship is, you can spend the rest of the day and tomorrow and Tuesday. And when we come back Wednesday and Thursday, you'll have a good definition of what stewardship is. But stewardship, a discipline of those who are followers of Christ is that we are stewards. And we'll talk a little bit about what a steward is. Fourthly, we are servants. Service. We must be about serving our Lord Jesus Christ and serving one another. So first one is the scriptures, prayer, stewardship, service. And the last one, which really, when we get to it, you'll see this is the all-encompassing one because it really encompasses all of the previous four. And that is should be in the practice discipline of worshiping. We should be practiced in the discipline of worship. And if you're thinking in your mind right now, well, I go to meeting, I go to breaking of bread on Lord's Day, and that's the sum total of my worship experience, you're in for a surprise. Because what we're going to discover this week, that worship transcends and goes beyond what we do when we come together, as important as that is. But what happens is, what happens when we come together is really directly proportional about what's happening, what's going on in our lives individually in respect to worship. So the five things again, very quickly. The scriptures, prayer, stewardship, service, and worship. Now, for the balance of today's subject, we want to talk a little bit about how the Lord Jesus took the disciples through these four of these things. And actually, he took them through all five, because I'm sure he had a discussion with them after his encounter with the woman at the well. But we'll cover that later. We want to look at how the Lord Jesus Christ modeled this matter of discipline, how he took his disciples through these steps. And as he took them through these steps, now those disciples then were commissioned to take those disciplines and transfer them to others who were converted to Christianity, who came to faith in Christ. So that's what we're going to do in the next couple of minutes.
I think it's good to just outline for us, just so that we're aware of this. Once you get out of the Gospels, and once you get out of the Gospels and the book of Acts, you really don't see the word disciple, because it takes on a different character, but the principle is still there. And this is 2 Timothy 2:2, for example. And I'm sure we all have that memorized, but I'll just read it real quick. And Paul is speaking to Timothy, and he says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So I think that the principle here, there are four, if you will, four generations or four different groups of people. There's Paul, there's Timothy, there's those that Timothy teaches, and then there's those that they are to teach. This is discipleship from the New Testament point of view. This is really where we're going, and we're looking at the disciplines in our own life. But if you want to develop this a little bit from 2 Timothy, what's very instructive is to find out the different things that Paul speaks about in this chapter, in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. He outlines, if you will, disciplines that ought to be seen. He uses such terms as no one engaging himself in warfare is going to get tangled up with the things of the world. He uses the term as a hard-working farmer. He uses the term as being diligent to rightly divide the word, and we'll come to that on Tuesday. But he uses these terms, and so I would just, for our benefit, I would just point us to this idea of what Paul is developing and telling Timothy to develop in his own life, and that's really what we're suggesting with these five different types of discipline. There are, and we were talking about this together, that there really are more than five, and we're going to try to couple a few of them together. For instance, there's another one that, since we're brethren, we don't talk about it, fasting. When's the last time you ever heard anybody speak on fasting? But it's a biblical discipline that ought to be practiced by Christians. And we might get to it when we talk about prayer. And so this is another one that I think is extremely important for us. And what is the definition? What is the meaning of it? So we'll develop that a little bit in prayer. There are others that we're going to couple with serving and stewardship. There's another one called witnessing. Witnessing ought to be a part of the Christian discipline. It ought to be part of our daily lives, that we witness by our actions, and then we witness by what we say. The things both Jesus did and taught, our actions and our teaching. So just to sort of add that to the introduction, that where we're going, 2 Timothy 2:2, look at that chapter sometime at your leisure, and look at the disciplines that Paul mentions in that chapter, and that's really what we're getting at. Yes, it's true, the word discipleship I remember we were at a conference one time, and the conference was on discipleship, and a brother gets up and right away he says, well, the word disciple's not in the New Testament once you get out of Acts. And the whole conference just went, the air in that conference just went out. Until somebody said, yes, it's true, but the principle is there. So that's what we want. We want the principle from God's word.